We're joined by GSW head women's soccer coach Tony Economopoulos. GSW falling at home 4-0 to the number 5 ranked team in the nation from just up the road at Columbus State. GSW falling to 3-6-0 on the season. 0-3 in Peach Belt Conference play. Columbus State 8-0-1, 3-0 in the conference. Coach, thanks for the time here this afternoon after the match. Appreciate you being here for a few moments with us. What's general thoughts, comments on this afternoon's matchup here with Columbus State?
When you're going into, we're playing one of the top teams in the country. Columbus State last year lost in the quarterfinals to West Florida, who lost in the championship game. They're defending Peach Belt Conference champions, regular season and post and tournament. And they're fifth in the country. So we knew we'd have to defend most of the match. I thought our girls did a pretty good job of defending and sticking to the game plan. And we had the whole motto of bend but don't break. And today the girls did a good job of that. And credit to Columbus. We gave them about 5 opportunities in the first half, 5 good ones. And they snuck 3 in. In the second half, we regrouped. And our girls came out and only gave up 1 goal. Like I said, the top 5 team in the country. They have 1 tie all season. And to hold them to 1 goal second half was a great attribute to our team. And I felt like the second half, we had a couple chances. Sneak one by them. We hit the post the last 10, 15 minutes getting up in the attack. So I was happy with that our girls kept fighting and scrapping, and we had a good chance at the end there. So I was happy with them.
Yeah, they sure did. They played till the end, 90 full minutes today, and as always. And, you know, the... I know it might get old looking at the past, but this was a team that beat us last season, a school that beat us 11-0 at their place. So, 4-0 looking much better than 11-0, but I know in the end you'd still like to see a W, which would have been a tremendous feat today against this team. But, so we've got a couple of the top horses under our belts here. We've played the Georgia Colleges. We've played the number 19 Armstrong Atlantic, the number 5 Columbus State. We've seen marked improvement from last season. What do you say to the girls after the team after the match today to let them know, that this is those matches are behind you and that it's time to move on and we are improving? Well, I mean, if you could tell us a little detail about that.
Well, I told the girls, off the bat in the Peach Belt Conference, you have the 3 of the toughest teams, 3 of the top 5 teams, and we got them under our belt, like you said, Keith, and I think we improved each match, and today was the final one, the best team in the conference. So no disrespect to anybody else, but they are the cream of the crop in the Peach Belt Conference, and I think our girls know we're getting there, we're getting better, we're gaining confidence that when you see results with Columbus State versus the other teams, hopefully they look back and say, you know what, our result was better, because they're going to have a great chance of running the table again this year. So I think our girls will look at that and say, you know what, we hung with the top teams in the country, top teams in our conference. Now we're going to have teams that, we feel we probably match up better personnel-wise, and hopefully that can help us get more confident in the attacking third and get more opportunities to score some goals and some Ws.
Absolutely, and it doesn't, I'd like to say it gets remarkably easier, but we do play Lander this weekend at home. Another home conference match, so of course we ask for those listening to come on out and support the Lady Canes. Lander ranked 10th in the Southeast region. We just played the number 1 team in the Southeast region, so for whatever that's worth, it gets a wee bit easier. Yeah. But I know Lander's still one of the cream of the crop in the Peach Belt. But at least moving ahead, hopefully there's some matchups that'll be more to our liking. And again, this Saturday it's a doubleheader: women at 1, men at 3:30 against Lander here in America. So come on out if you can. And coach, best of luck, and we'll talk to you again on Saturday.
Thanks for all those who support us.